Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
What were you sitting there thinking?
One of these nights, these old timers are going to call you on that 3 or 4 in the morning.
they may do that.
We used to do that. We used to do that at least 12 or 1.
We did that a few times, didn't we?
Yeah, it was good times, too. Good music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So I guess if we could see here, these old eyes have seen it all.
Yeah.
And then Mickey Gilley singing Almost Overlooked the Orchard. I know it's not Overlooked the Orchard, but I almost did at one time, my friend.
You got yours.
You bet.
I'll sure do it for you.
Tracy, you have a good evening.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
The old man's hair was white and his eyes looked tired. He drank his beer at a table all alone. But he smiled when I spoke to him, so I sat down for a while. I wound up sitting there the whole night long, 'cause I could see he had a lifetime on his mind. So I just sat there and listened, and I was glad to take the time. And he said, I saw Jimmy Rogers yodel on the stage, and I saw Hank when they walked him to his grave. I saw a country boy from Memphis change the world with rock and roll, and these old eyes have seen it all. Then he said, I saw friends of mine on foreign soil die proud. I saw things over there, son, that I still can't talk about. I saw a crazy man named Hitler and his army rise and fall. Yes, these old eyes have seen it all. These old eyes have seen it all. Now the hands of time are writing on the wall, telling me I won't have long to wait until my Jesus calls. These old eyes have seen it all. I saw my sweet Mary love me 50 years with a trembling hand. He wiped away a tear. He said, my memories of Mary are the sweetest I recall. And these old eyes have seen it all. These old eyes have seen it all. They saw a man walk on the moon and come back home. And I know it won't be very long until I hear my Jesus call. These old eyes have seen it all. Sunday. These old eyes have seen it all.
Yes, Tracy, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I feel great tonight. How about you?
Boy, it sure has been cold, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm ready for that to be over with.
I'd like to see if you could play us a few songs for us, folks.
Okay, we can do that.
The Outlaw's Prayer by the Paycheck.
Okay.
And Ride the Storm.
Yeah, Betty Jean Robinson. I'll do it for you.
All right. I sure appreciate it. You have a blessed evening. Okay?
Appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time. A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days hear your sermon on the mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing shoving." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
You're not alone. You're He said, I'll never forsake you. Though the waters are raging, oh, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Just hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to Jesus.
And ride out your storm. Ride out your storm.
Here's your 95.3 Real Country weatherology forecast. Lows of aloft around 12, tonight under clear skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 45, tomorrow sunny skies and calm. Lows of aloft around 24, tomorrow night mainly clear. That's a look at your forecast powered by weatherology.com. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
From the KDL Community Calendar, McCullough Mercantile and Carter Healthcare are co-sponsoring a McCullough County 2020 Heater Drive. Along with several local partners, they're collecting working heaters for those in need to help heat their homes this winter season. If you have a heater you'd like to donate, you can drop one off at one of the partners, Carter Healthcare, McCullough Mercantile, Tractor Supply, Dollar General, by Brady Fire Department, Ace Hardware, and at Everages for the McCullough County 2020 Heater Drive.
The orchid is a flower that blooms so tenderly to thrill the fairest lady of the land. It plays beside a blushing rose, the rose could not compare. A power such as I to understand. I overlooked an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you. Its color, but the orchid stays the same, and I'm alone to face these lonely years. I didn't see the orchid, I was looking for a rose. And now I pay the price with bitter tears. I overlooked an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you.
How about Alabama, If I Had You?
If I Had You by Alabama. We'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If I had you, we'd run like gypsies in the wind. We'd be lovers and we'd be friends. If I had you, if I had you, count the stars all one by one. We'd make love till they were gone. Oh, if I had you, but you light a fire way down.
All right.
I would like to request The Weeds Outlive the Roses by Daryl McCall.
Daryl McCall and The Weeds Outlive the Roses. I can do that for you tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
We moved on the second floor of a grocery store garage. Asphalt with parking meter trees.
She loaded up her dreams and left in my old pickup truck. Oh, the weeds outlived the roses in her old flower pot. And all I got's a greasy spot in an empty parking lot. We spent a lot of time out there when the day would end. And Lord, I'd love to see her. To cut the nozzle down.
I can do that for you.
Also some Malpas Brothers, some good little Monette.
I'll do you some Malpas Brothers and Tyvedale Road. All right.
Thank you much. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love. If you're happy with me like I'm happy with you, oh, Cupid, just give us a shove. If you're thinking of me like I'm thinking of you, then I know what you're thinking of. If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in love. I run around in circles and turn in fire alarms. I'm nutty as a fruitcake when you're not in my arms. If you're meant for me like I'm meant for you, baby, we fit like a glove. If you're loving me like I'm loving you, baby, we're really in
all day. led to a place called Spring Creek Hall. And every Saturday night we'd go, the neighbors and us had a ball. On the way back home, on top of the road, we counted rabbits and deer. Mama sat close to Dad to see if he could hold his beer. Then every Sunday back we'd go down top of the road to the little church by Morse Ranch to give thanks to the Lord. On top of the road lived a girl by the name of Ruby Lee. She was sassy and so bold. Sometimes she, like me, she didn't like to ride the old school bus down top of the road. And whenever Daddy let me have the truck, I got to take Ruby home. One day after school, on top of the road, the river was on a rise. Ruby said the water's too high. She had a strange look in her eye. We got expelled from school next day for staying out all night. On top of the road, Ruby and me, together we saw the light. Sometimes I go back on top of the road and look at Ruby's old yard. It's full of weeds, she is gone, but my name's on her cattle guard. The dance hall is gone, the church still stands, there's memories untold. And whenever I want a simple smile, I drive to Ivadale Road. I hit my first deer, I drank my first beer.
Karen, how are you doing tonight?
I'm thawed out.
Did you ever get the lid thawed on your beer cooler this week?
Oh yes, I did.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you were able to get into it there.
But the beer in the bottom in the water, it froze to the bottom of the cooler.
Well, you could have you a popsicle.
Well, I just went down and got some more.
That's the way to do it.
They, you know, Tracy, in 1836, around the Alamo, at this time, there was a lot of activity.
That's true. That's very true.
And I'd like to hear some Marty Robbins. He got a song about the Alamo.
Yeah, he does.
And I can't think of his name, but he's one of your recording artists.
Okay.
Once I have a secret line.
Yeah, Tony Booth. Tony yeah. Booth, yeah.
And if you got time, Gary P. Nunn, That's what I like about Texas.
All right. We will take care of you, my friend.
Well, it's going to thaw out tomorrow. It's been a solid week.
And I am ready for it, aren't you?
I'm ready for spring.
Me too. Me too. I'll take care of you tonight, Garen. Stay warm.
You bet, Tracy. Take care. You're doing a good job.
I appreciate that. Have a good night.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to their roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go, fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death, let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. Sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet, play to play low, he roared, I will show them no quarter, everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged, then blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Anna breached the wall and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent and there's rust on each sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antonio, like a statue on his pintle rides a cowboy all alone. And he sees the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Anna's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar. And his eyes turn sort of misty and his heart begins to glow, and he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo, to the 13 days of glory at the Siege of Alamo.
Hey friends, this is Tony Booth, and you're listening to the man, Tracy Pitcock, playing the best in traditional country music right here on FM 95.3, Brady, Texas.
Now my secret love's no secret anymore.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. And so I told a friendly star the way
just how wonderful you are, and why I'm so in love with you. Secret love's no secret anymore.
Oh, the great Tony Booth. Speaking of Tony Booth, he's going to be with T.G. Shepherd coming up at the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival on March the 26th. He'll be opening up the dance that night for T.G. Shepherd, he and the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame band, And then of course, the great T.G. Shepherd that night. So it should be a great, great show. Sure looking forward to it. Here's Gary P. Nunn. Little song called That's What I Like About the Great State of Texas.
You ask me what I like about Texas. I tell you it's a wide open spaces. It's everything between the Sabine and the Rio Grande. It's a Llano Estacado. It's the Brazos and the Colorado. It's the spirit of the people who share this land. And it's another burrito. It's a cold lone star in my hand. It's a quarter. The jukebox boys play the sons of the mother of the mountain. Well, you ask me what I like about Texas. It's a big timber and the Nacogdoches. Driving El Camino Real down to San Antonio. It's a river walking me together. Jamming out with Bongo Joe. The stories of the Menger Hotel and the Alamo. You remember the Alamo? It's another burrito. It's a cold, long star in my hand. It's a quarter for the jukebox boy. Play the sons of the mother love.
Sacred waters of Barton Springs. It's body surfing the Frio. It's Saturday night in Del Rio. It's crossing over the border for some cultural exchange. Yeah.
Sons of the mother love, Hotel Fame.
Well, you ask me what I like about Texas. Well, I could tell you, but we'd be here all night long.
Oh, say, Tracy, who done that song? I can't tell my heart that you are no good. Yes, it's true, but I can't tell my heart that.
That would be Kitty.
You cheated and lied, you know, so on down the line.
That would be Kitty Wells.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't heard that in a while.
Well, I'll be happy to do it for you tonight.
All righty. I sure thank you.
Thanks for calling in tonight, Harvey.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can you play Lone Star Alley?
Lone Star Alley by Frank Torres. I'll do it.
Yes, sir. Thank you kindly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's a place on the outskirts of town where I can always be found with my beer-drinking buddy. That's where I always hang around. Lone Star Alley, a place for broken hearts, wondering why you made me cry, why we had to part. Lone Star Alley, a place so sad and blue, sitting here a-drinking, thinking just of you. When I met you, I thought you'd be true, but you've gone away and left me blue. All alone and broken hearted, with not a single thing to do. Lone Star Alley, a place for broken hearts, wondering why you made me cry, why we had to part. Lone Star Alley, a
place so sad and blue, sitting here drinking, thinking just of you. Oh, my dear, I hope that you'll see just how much you've been hurting me, so that you'll come back again, dear, and help to end my misery. Lone Star Alley, a place for broken hearts, wondering why you made me cry, why we had to part. Lone Star Alley, a place so sad and blue, sitting here drinking, thinking just of you. Sitting here drinking, thinking just of you.
This is Loretta Lynn, and you're listening to Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL, Brady, the heartbeat of Texas.
Wouldn't it be fun if you could say you love me just one time with a sober mind? Wouldn't that be fine? Now wouldn't that be fine? Wouldn't it be great if you could love me first and let the bottle wait? Now wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Throw the old glass crutch away and watch it break. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Lord, it's for our sake. Now, wouldn't that be great? Thinking of, in the name of love, what a man he was. Love went to waste when my sexy lace couldn't turn his face. The bottle took my place. Love went to waste. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Oh, away and I watch it break. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Lord, it's for our sake. Now wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be good? And I know you could if you just would. Wouldn't that be good? Lord, I know you could. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Throw the old glass crutch away and watch it break. Wouldn't it be great? Hey, hey, wouldn't that be great? Lord, it's for our sake. Now, wouldn't that be great? Now, wouldn't that be great?
There's Loretta for you, one called Wouldn't That Be Great. Loretta's got a new record coming out on March the 16th, I believe, and real excited about that. Great album. Got some special guests on there with her, Reba McEntire, Carrie Underwood, Tanya Tucker, and Margot Price. It's called Still Woman Enough. You got to get a copy of it. It's so good. If you will, stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show, our final hour with all of your requests and dedications. Buck Trent celebrated a birthday this week. Play a little Buck Trent to get us out of this hour for you tonight on the Hits Radio Show.
If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcock Storage. Units available today.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.